Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Just talk. 7:46 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A Wichita school administrator making some waves on the national scene. We'll be getting that story and more updates from editor Bill Roy with the Wichita Business Journal with a local business update coming up in just a couple of minutes. Now, Steve and Ted in the morning, it's time for three big things. President Trump tweeting that beginning next week, the United States will remove millions of people who are in the country illegally. Wichita school board meeting last night. Some residents calling on the board to update the district's anti-discrimination policy. Washington and Tehran edging closer to a possible confrontation. Tehran says it is breaking compliance with a nuclear accord. Meanwhile, the U.S. Trump administration ordering more troops to the Middle East. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Watch out southbound on K-15. Southbound K-15, we've got a stalled out vehicle. This is a potential traffic hazard, and this potential traffic hazard southbound on K-15, 55th Street South. That's the area that we're talking about this morning. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
And as we take a look at the weather forecast here on this potentially stormy Tuesday, there is a 60% chance for showers and thunderstorms by later today. On a warm and humid Tuesday, we're looking at a high of 82 degrees with the skies becoming mostly cloudy. Still expecting thunderstorms and rain. Pretty good chance overnight with a low down to 64. Clearing off a little bit tomorrow. On Wednesday, we're looking at a high of 79 degrees. Currently in Wichita, partly cloudy sky, 70 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 82 with some storms in the forecast. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and at noon on Sunday. The menu, if you want to check that out, you can look that up at monarchwichita.com. What a great place to hang out. The Monarch in Delano. 7:48 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. I might just toot my own horn a little bit here.
Sure, why not?
2 weeks from now, I'm going to be in the musical production 1776 again.
Hey.
So we're at Signature Theater putting that on. That'll be out at Wichita Center for the Arts. And that'll be July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Right, the 3 days right before July 4th, right before Independence Day.
So. Yeah, so John Adams again?
Yeah, I'll be playing John Adams again, so reprising that role that I did last summer. So if you want to go check that out, that'll be 2 weeks from now, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. I'll be in 1776. We're in rehearsals every night now, trying to figure that out.
All right.
Yeah.
A little bit more elaborate costuming than you had in the full Monty, huh?
A little different, yeah.
A little different?
Almost exact opposite, by the way. Almost every inch of my body is covered with clothing, heavy wool clothing in this show as John Adams.
Yeah.
Full Monty, by the time that show was done, wasn't wearing much.
Nope.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Some different shows. It is 7:49 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Dwayne The Rock Johnson says the most powerful thing we can be is ourselves. Movie star, former pro wrestler, offered that sage advice to all the intellectuals watching the MTV Movie and TV Awards last night.
We've got a little bit more about the MTV Movie and TV Awards coming up on the blur, but I didn't mention that award that Dwayne The Rock Johnson got.
They don't even show that thing live. It was taped.
Really?
And they just aired it last night. The Rock wasn't the only one playing up the empowerment angle. Brie Larson accepted her award for Best Fight in Captain Marvel, and she took the stage with her stunt doubles, recognizing them for her work. There you go. Nice job. James Corden is hoping to make some big ripples in the ratings. He'll be taking his Late Late Show across the pond. This week's shows air from London's Central Hall, Westminster, including a host of American and British stars. There's a taped dodgeball match with former First Lady Michelle Obama and Melissa McCarthy squaring off against Corden and Harry Styles. There's a sketch where Corden and actor Chris Hemsworth try to see who's the better restaurant employee.
Okay.
So they'll be having fun. James Corden will be in London all week long.
I have seen the dodgeball sketch.
Yeah, was it good?
Very, very funny. Oh, well. Some good dodgeball hits.
Some clever stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and some lowbrow.
Oh, yeah.
Some lowbrow dodgeball hits, too.
Well, it may sound like pie in the sky, passenger planes being flown without pilots. That's right out of the Jetsons, although in the Jetsons, George was in the... He was in the thing, flying it. It wasn't flying pilotless.
Yeah.
But the chief salesman for Airbus says it's already a reality. Christian Shearer says his company already has technology available to have pilotless flights. But regulators and would-be travelers still a little slow to embrace the idea.
Yeah.
The official says the biggest hurdle right now is winning over regulators and overcoming the perception of the traveling public. That would be obviously me.
Yeah.
I would be one of those people.
I don't see pilotless planes becoming a travel thing ever, but we have a lot of other flights other than travel. And I think maybe, freight-type flights, I think it's more of a possibility in something like that where you don't have any people on board.
Several manufacturers presenting unmanned aircraft at the Paris Air Show this week, mostly for military use. Other jet makers are proposing pilotless air taxis of the future. There you go.
Again, still don't see that, but maybe for freight.
We'll see how that pans out in the years to come. All right, 7:52 with Steve and Ted. Hey, a Wichita school administrator making some nice waves on the national scene. Let's check in with editor Bill Roy, the local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Ted. Yeah, WSU Tech President Sherry Utash in Charlotte, North Carolina. She's attending her second meeting of the Trump administration's Workforce Policy Advisory Board. Today's meeting will be led by Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross and Presidential Advisor Ivanka Trump. The trip is expected to include a tour of the Siemens Charlotte Energy Hub. Wichita State taking center stage at the Paris Air Show. The group of attendees from Wichita got things started Sunday with a big reception that drew the aviation industry's focus on the capabilities of Kansas. Senator Jerry Moran organized that reception. It's the first time Wichita has hosted that kind of a reception at the Paris Air Show. The event drew more than 250 attendees. Demand for air travel growing so quickly that 635,000 commercial pilots will be needed by 2037. Even though they're talking about pilotless planes, many pilots are hitting the mandatory retirement age of 65. Airlines are trying to find new ways to recruit pilots. American and JetBlue were the first airlines to offer a new type of training program. It means selecting people with an aptitude and personality for the cockpit, and they'll teach them everything else. Have to say this, happy birthday to my pride and joy, Sydney and Shay Roy. I should say Shay Roy and Sydney Remery. She's married now. They turned 23 today. Happy birthday. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS. And at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Yes, your twin daughters are delightful young ladies.
Thank you very much. I think so, too.
They always seem delightful and engaging when they're around me. Now, and when they're around you, maybe they let their guard down and,
Yeah, I think they like you better than they like
show,
me, probably.
Yeah. So. No, but they're good. Did you know you were going to have twins? I'm sure
We knew fairly early on, that we were going to have twins. So we were prepared. Of course, you're never prepared for that initial.
Ooh, no
oh my
kidding.
Gosh!
Yeah, but... here we go, two for one. Yep,
that's right.
Well,
quite a lot of work, but quite a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, they've been pretty fun for the last 23 years, I would imagine,
they
for
sure
you
have.
And your lovely wife. So
so
happy birthday to Sydney and Shay today.
Thank you.
As they have become productive members of society.
So far, so good.
At least we hope, yes. Despite their dad. No, just kidding. I didn't
want
right. that. No, nope, you're a treasure as well.
Well, bless your heart.
Hey, let's let you move on because I know we're going to get to you with more local business updates 1 hour from now. So we'll chat with
you
then,
all right? We'll see you then.
Thank you,
sir.
All right, thank you much. That is Editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal with a local business update. Thank you, Bill. We'll talk to you again 1 hour from now. It's 7:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let me tell you, big 8 o'clock hour coming up. Of course, we'll have entertainment news in the blur. So we'll hit on some entertainment notes at 8:35 this morning.
Yeah, some interesting stuff on the blur, including some more from those MTV Movie and TV Awards. And we'll have a little bit about some fake Game of Thrones videos. All coming up on the blur.
Yep, we'll check in with Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso concerning the Aretha Franklin will situation that's going on. We'll give you sports highlights from the late night Royals game last night. We've got all the news you need to know from the world and local events. So the 8 o'clock hour is jam-packed, and we'll get right to it shortly. Steve and Ted, it's 8:56 here on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.